KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries in the air. We look for it to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few flurries, a high around 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're on the square in Greenfield. Well, a patchy freezing drizzle has developed early this morning across far southern into southwest Iowa. The freezing drizzle is not expected to last long, but it may cause slick spots, especially on untreated or elevated roadways in Audubon, Cass, Adair, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Be sure and slow down and allow extra space between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you. There's also a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for Harrison, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties for patchy freezing drizzle, light snow, or flurries. Little accumulation is expected. However, those areas affected by a narrow snow plume from near Norfolk, Nebraska to Omaha could pick up an inch of snow, so be careful also on sidewalks. In southwest Iowa news, no injuries were reported following a house fire late Monday morning in Oakland. Authorities say a firefighter saw smoke and discovered the fire at 410 Center Street. No one was home at the time the blaze broke out, and the cause was under investigation. Oakland firefighters were assisted at the scene by crews of the Carson Fire Department. A southwest Iowa woman who was shot and killed more than 3 years ago while on duty as an Omaha police officer is being remembered in an unusual way. The Omaha Police Department is adding a new horse to its mounted patrol unit named Orozco to honor Officer Carrie Orozco. Police Chief Todd Schmutter said the tragic incident won't be forgotten.
3 years and our memories are still strong and our respect is still strong. And the memory of Officer Orozco always will resonate in our community.
Orozco was fatally shot while attempting to serve an arrest warrant on a suspect in May of 2015. The suspect was also killed. Orozco was 29 years old and lived in Council Bluffs. She was a native of Walnut. Schmaderer said the horse was donated to the department by Orozco's husband, Hector.
He's carried himself amazingly well in the aftermath of the most tragic of incidents. He's still a part of our family and always will be, as will their daughter.
That daughter, Olivia, was born premature a few months before the shooting, and she was due to come home from the hospital the day after her mother was killed. Hector Orozco said she could no longer care for the horse. He could no longer care for the horse, as taking care of Olivia is his top priority. Sergeant Joe Swanina says that the 9-year-old horse has undergone a year of extensive training and entered service last week.
We had to bring that horse that had been really sheltered as a hobby horse and bring him into the middle of the city. And some horses just can't do that, and we put a lot of time to make him a good police horse.
Officer Orozco was the first female police officer to die in the line of duty in Omaha history. Montgomery County Emergency Management Director Brian Hammond reports that through donations by local community foundations and grants, Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency has received thermal imaging technology for their aerial vehicle system, their unmanned system called a drone. The small and effective camera, he says, will provide an aerial view of dangerous situations, emergency incidents, and provide live streaming video back to incident commanders and ground crews. Hammond says there are many useful applications for the camera, including fire incidents, damage assessment, search and rescue missions, and law enforcement applications, such as large-scale area searches for wanted and missing persons. The camera will also allow authorities to fly during nighttime hours, whereas before they were restricted to daytime hours, making it available now 24 hours a day. The total cost of the camera was $10,500 and was completely funded by generous donations and grants from the E.F. Sylvia Schulberg Foundation, Montgomery County Community Foundation, Mid-American Energy Foundation, and the Alliant Energy Foundation. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest Monday afternoon of 23-year-old Tyler White of Creston. He was taken into custody on two Union County warrants for violation of probation on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance and failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. White was additionally charged with possession of paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Sheriff's officials in Mills County Monday said a Pottawatomie County man was arrested at around 1:40 a.m. Monday on drug charges. 18-year-old Joel Dixon Clark III of Council Bluffs was arrested in the area of Highway 34 and 284th Street for possession of a controlled substance, delivery of marijuana. His bond was set at $5,000. And police in Council Bluffs say a domestic violence situation late Sunday afternoon resulted in a shooting and the death of 59-year-old Russ Atkins of Council Bluffs. Officers were called to the 500 block of Gray Street at around 4:40 p.m. Sunday with regard to a shooting that had just occurred. Upon arrival, officers located Atkins laying in the street dead. A subsequent investigation revealed that Atkins had been involved in a domestic violence situation with a woman when 67-year-old Stephen Hahn of Omaha attempted to intervene. Hahn produced a handgun during the altercation and fired one round, fatally wounding Atkins. Authorities say after consulting with the Pottawatomie County attorney, it was decided the facts surrounding the incident will be presented to a grand jury to determine whether Hahn will face any criminal charges. In our funeral announcements, Elaine Hildebrand, age 94, of Hancock, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Elaine Hildebrand will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Louise Krozik, age 92, of Greenfield, died Monday at her home. A mass of Christian burial for Louise Krozik will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Curtis Struve, age 66, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Curtis Struve will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Oris Hoover, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died November 27th. Memorial services for Oris Hoover will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Leona Graves, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday in Mobile, Iowa. Funeral services for Leona Graves will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Johansson, age 98, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Francis Johansson will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Linda Overturf, age 70, of Fonda, died Monday at the Fonda Nursing Home. Services for Linda Overturf are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.